Time to go to Otatahi and join Maya Burry with the rural news. Morena, now there are some trade negotiations coming up and the sheep and beef sector have got their fingers crossed, haven't they?
Morena, Philippa, they sure do. The Trade Minister, Damien O'Connor, he's travelling to London and Brussels to meet with counterparts this week. Mr O'Connor has said that New Zealand wants comprehensive tariff elimination, including on agricultural goods, and that we want these over meaningful timeframes. He's previously said that's not on the table yet and there is still work to do. Beef and Lamb New Zealand Chief Executive Sam McIver says it's time the UK and EU come to the table with credible offers.
You know, the UK and the EU is a very important market for our sheep meat, but we have very, very limited access for beef at the moment into both of those markets. You know, for a consumer in the EU or the UK, they can get to eat a New Zealand steak about once every 10 years, given our quota access at the moment. And so for us, we absolutely want more access and we want tariffs to be totally removed so that we can continue to obviously supply our sheep meat into that market, but particularly open it up for beef access as well.
And Sam McIver hopes the minister draws a hard line in order to make progress.
Now, we've heard in the Rural News your reports on the efforts to secure the term Manuka honey for New Zealand, but now the organisation fronting that fight says they're having funding issues.
Yes, you may remember in 2019 the government allocated nearly $6 million for a campaign to stop Australian beekeepers marketing their products as Manuka honey. That money, it came from the Provincial Growth Fund and it did include $1.7 million to go towards securing international property rights, which is an important part of the battle. The Manuka Charitable Trust, it was established to lead this work. Trust spokesperson Victor Goldsmith says it has just wrapped up a series of hui around the country which have confirmed Māori want to protect the term. But he told Sally Murphy that legal challenges from Australia and the UK are pushing costs up and the $1.7 million set aside for the legal fight is running out.
We are working with the industry, the government and iwi Māori to work through our funding constraints. Happy to report that the industry is happy to come to the party around that with the government. So we need a more of a sustainable funding model because the fights and the litigation to protect the term Manuka honey globally will take some time. So we're looking at a whole range of different options. Is there what we might do funding the short, medium to long term? We have legal challenges yet to come.
How much do you think you need for this legal fight?
Yeah, well, how long is a piece of string? We just don't know. But we have a ballpark figure and, you know, don't want to disclose that just yet because we're still working on the detail.
It says it recently commissioned a review by consultants at PricewaterhouseCooper and he says that found the trust's strategy is on the right path.
And some bad news on the M. bovis front. The cattle disease has been found on another farm.
Yes, it's this cluster in Canterbury that seems to be causing the problems. This is a new farm, a beef farm in the Ashburton area, which the Ministry for Primary Industries says is connected to an existing cluster there. While there was this new detection, there were also two farms in the Selwyn district that were infected but have now been officially cleared of the disease in the last week. So that does bring the total number of actively infected farms down slightly, now sitting at 7. And that wraps up the rural news for this morning. I'll be back with another update during Midday Report.